Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and Happy New Year. No, I'm not off my rocker. It is the astrological new year. It also marks the first day of spring and the vernal equinox. Today is a very important day, astrologically speaking, and it coincides with the first day of Aries. So tonight's show will be dedicated to all you Rams out there, or if you are lucky enough to have an Aries in your life, this is for you too. But first, I'm going to explain why I said Happy New Year. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? It's March 20th. How could it be the new year? Isn't the new year January 1st? Well, according to the calendar, the new year is January 1st, but according to astrologers, it's on or around March 20th every year. So today is also the first day of spring if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, and the first day of autumn if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. Hopefully that's not too confusing. It's complicated, put it that way. It's very complicated. March 20th, it's the start of a new cycle. It marks the official start of spring. Yay! So that means that today, with the equinox, and the equinox is one of the four major points in the astrological calendar, so the equinox is, this one is the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. The opposite point is the autumn equinox, which happens around September 20th-ish. And then you have the solstice. I wouldn't say solstices, but it could be solstice-i. I just created a new word there. And then you have the solstice, the summer solstice and the winter solstice. And so the equinox, this spring equinox that we are celebrating today, is the halfway point between summer and winter. And it means the days are of equal length today. So usually when it's the winter solstice, the days are shorter and the nights are longer. The opposite is true. When it's the summer solstice, the days are longer, the nights are shorter. But right now, the equinox, the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, the days are equal. There are equal lengths of day and night, and that's what the equinox means. It's the halfway point between the winter and the summer, and it's the start of the astrological new year. It's the first day of Aries. It's a big day, and also it's a very auspicious day to start something new. So if you're looking to maybe break a bad habit, it's always a great example, break a bad habit, do it today. Today you have the stars aligned to start something new. So it's a great time for a health kick, particularly because it's the first day of spring, even though if you look out the window, it might not seem like that. Spring is usually when the leaves come on the trees. But in this case, looking out my window, and it's pretty gloomy out here when I look at what it's like, but hey, don't let that get you down. Don't let that be deceiving for the first day of spring. So I want to just take a step back to explain a little bit before I celebrate the month of Aries. And so the equinox coinciding with the start of the astrological new year and the sun moving into Aries, because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, why is this so? Well, with astrology, there are two types of astrology, and let's say there could be two camps of thought among Western astrologers, and Western astrology is astrology that I do, and it's based off the equinox, or the first day of Aries, rather than the exact location of the stars in the sky. So the starting point of the Western astrology zodiac is 0 degrees Aries. And then the other school of thought is sidereal astrology, which uses the fixed starting point in the background of stars. And so that's primarily with sidereal astrology, that's how Indian or Vedic astrologers calculate their astrology, while Western astrologers like myself or tropical astrologers, we calculate our astrology chart based off the equinox as the starting point. So that's the difference between the two types of astrologers. The Vedic or Indian astrologers use the sidereal astrology, which is through the fixed stars or the stars, and then Western astrologers or tropical astrologers use the equinox or the zero Aries point as the start. So Western astrologers, we use the natural cycles. So the seasons are very, very important to Western astrologers, whereas sidereal astrologers use the fixed stars as the reference point. And so that's where sometimes you might hear people discrediting astrology because they take the fixed stars. Because, of course, you know, the shorthand term for astrology, we say the stars. But technically, it's really the planets. This is getting, like, really confusing, and I understand why people get really confused. Astrology is really, really a complex, complex topic, particularly when it comes to the calculation of astrology. And it's taken years of study and exams and mathematical calculations. It can get a little extreme. So, of course, most people know astrology just as their daily horoscope or their sun sign. There is so much more to it. And this type of calculation based off the seasons is what us Western astrologers use for calculating a birth chart. Now, I have to also mention that every few years, there's this annoying, annoying thing that comes up, and it's the 13th sign of the zodiac. And I just went through this recently, just a few weeks ago, and it's like it just drives me insane as a professional astrologer. Now, just for the record, there are only 12 signs of the zodiac. Now, when you hear of this 13th sign, it's one of 24 constellations that astronomers use. And so then some people who want to discredit astrology, they will pull the argument of the 13th sign in because they see this constellation between Scorpio and Sagittarius as a 13th sign. And so it's thrown the zodiac off and now you're all different signs. And that discredits astrology, but that is just not true. So this is the reasoning why, because Western astrologers, we use the vernal equinox as the starting point of the zodiac. We look to the sun with the backdrop of the stars. So we have a different calculation, and that's why there will only ever be 12 signs of the zodiac. So please, please don't email me about asking if your sign has changed. It has not. You are the sign you are. And yes, there's cusps. I will do another show around that. There's cusps, but really when it boils down to it, astrology is pretty black and white. I do say there's always exceptions to the rule, but astrology is very black and white. You're either one sign or the other. You're not sort of a mix of both when it comes to sun signs. Anyway, back to the equinox. So today we are celebrating the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. So every year around March 20th, and when the sun arrives in the cardinal sign of Aries, the spring season officially begins. And as I said, the sun rises due east and sets due west, no matter where on the planet you are. So days and nights are equal. So always around the time of the equinox, there's celebrations to be had. We're going to take a short break. After the break, stay tuned to find out more about Aries and the equinox.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and Happy New Year. What does that mean? Well, we are celebrating the first day of the astrological new year. It's the first day of a yearly cycle. It coincides with the equinox, and if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the spring equinox. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it's the autumn equinox and the first day of Aries. Tonight's show is dedicated to all you Rams out there. But first, just before the break, I was talking about the spring equinox and what does it mean? Well, it coincides typically with Easter, usually at this time, and it's a celebration of fertility and hopes for successful crops in the field. And spring is associated with spring cleaning and new opportunities. It's the start of a new cycle. So life offers many opportunities that have yet to be explored. Everything is fresh and new and exciting with the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. And the equinox, as I said, is the halfway point between winter and summer. So we are looking forward to summer. The winter is behind us if we are in the Northern Hemisphere. So the spring equinox, because it's an in-between period, it's a great time for cleaning, spring cleaning. So we are getting to a point where we are no longer stuck indoors due to the frigid weather. The rising temperatures allow for more freedom out of the house. Of course, April is usually a time when there's April showers, of course, depending on where you are. But this is the time to plant seeds that will blossom in the coming months, not just in the garden, but really it's a great time for new beginnings. And just before the break, I was saying, if you're looking to break a bad habit, today is the day to do it. It's the start of the new astrological cycle, the start of spring. Many of us are in optimistic moods because we're looking forward to the warmer months. We've been cooped up inside the previous few months, particularly if you're on the East Coast. Hopefully that snow will start to melt. Now, with the autumn equinox, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, this is the opposite. The opposite is true. So it's just a bit of a reverse, and the equator is the middle point between the two hemispheres. So the equator marks the middle point between the Earth's two hemispheres. Now, as I said, today is the first day of Aries. So happy birthday to all you Rams out there. For the next 4 weeks, the sun will be in Aries. And Aries is symbolized by the ram, which is always appropriate because Aries is very headstrong and impulsive and won't often back down from a challenge or confrontation. So if you have any Aries in your life, then think of them. If you are an Aries, then I'm talking to you. So Aries will rarely back down. They are the warriors of the zodiac, the soldiers, the brave-hearted warriors. And of course, you know, according to an Aries, confrontations can be exciting, but they can also lead to a frustrating locking of horns. Sometimes with an imagined foe. And that, in a nutshell, explains a significant part of the Aries experience. Aries, as because it's the first sign of the zodiac, it's the baby of the zodiac. So Aries on the karmic ladder is the new soul. It's new. It's all about newness and fresh and being the baby that wants to fearlessly step into the wilderness without any type of fear or concern. I usually say when I see a lot of Aries energy in someone's chart with a reading, I usually know that this person is a brave warrior. There's a lot of fearlessness. And if any of you have seen the movie Gladiator from many moons ago with Russell Crowe, fellow Australian Russell Crowe, he, to me, represented the epitome of Aries. The movie was just amazing. Russell Crowe's character, he played this amazing Roman warrior, gladiator, and he was just the epitome of Aries. Fearless, brave. He was just incredible. And, of course, Russell Crowe sort of fit that part well because he is also an Aries. Mars and Jupiter in Aries, but he had some Aries energy there in his chart, so it was very fitting and a perfect role for him. I can't remember if he won any awards for that movie, but if he didn't, he sure should have. So Aries is a cardinal fire sign that's ruled by Mars. And Mars is a planet of passion. And also Mars is very testosterone driven. It's the planet of action. It gets stuff done. So Mars rules the sign of Aries. It also rules the sign of co-rules the sign of Scorpio. The other ruler of Scorpio, of course, Pluto. And so Aries, you know, with all that behind this sign, with the, you know, having Mars as its ruler, its cardinal, which is a doer, a fire sign, it's always on the go. Aries is really one of the strongest and most impulsive and courageous signs of the zodiac. This sign is fearless when it comes to challenge and conquest. And of course, that can apply to relationships. Every area of life, Aries will apply this energy to any sort of an adventure. Aries loves. Aries, of course, will pursue a relationship with the same single-minded energy that they'll apply to any other project. And they won't often let obstacles keep them from reaching their goal. So if you do have an Aries in your life, then you know that this sign equals big excitement. They're always moving, always on the go. But, you know, sometimes too much excitement can verge toward agitation. Aries is definitely as hot-blooded as it is warm-hearted, and that means a fiery temper to match that strong drive. So Aries sometimes gets mad fast when it doesn't get what it wants. But the good news here is that Aries rarely holds a grudge. There's just too much to do and see in life to waste time clinging to old, outmoded emotions. And that's the beauty of Aries, because while maybe another sign, not mentioning any names, water signs, would still be stewing in their juices, Aries is already off jumping headfirst into the next adventure. Here, Aries is always on the go. Now, as I said, the ruler of Aries is Mars, and Mars does show up red in the heavens. If you've ever looked up and you've seen a little bit of a red glow, that's how you know that is Mars. And, of course, coincidentally, red is the colour of passion, and that's just what Mars rules. Mars rules our sex drive, our propensity for irritation, our urge to compete and succeed, all falls within this planet's realm. So Mars, the energies of Mars affects our attitude toward everything from team sports to dating, from how you argue with a friend to how you go after a promotion at work. Mars is about our willpower. So just remember, Mars is the ruler of Aries, and we are in the month of Aries. So all this is applicable no matter what sign you are or what sign your Mars is in. So Mars is all about what needs to get done. And depending on the sign that your Mars is in, it's about, do you need an extra push or are you just willing to dive in heads first? To find out what sign your Mars is in, you can get that information for free on my website, theastrologer.com. And if you look on the menu bar, you will see astrology, and then you'll see chart wheel, and then run a chart wheel for free. And that will list out, it'll show you not only your chart wheel, but it will list out all the planets in all the signs at the time you were born. And then there'll be a description within any one of the reports that I offer for free. The best one to start with would be the personality profile after you've run the chart wheel. And then that explains not just what sign your planets are in, including Mars, but what it means. That's always helpful. So back to Aries. So with Mars, the influence of Mars and Aries Mars affects us usually on a day-to-day basis. So how do you put your energy to use? So again, if you know what sign your Mars is in, I usually say if there's one thing about somebody's chart that I would need to know or what's important that will give me a quick summary of that person pretty much straight away would be the Mars sign. So what sign is your Mars in? And of course, Mars is the ruler of Aries. So, you know, with some people, they like to conserve their energy. Others are motivated to the nth degree, always up and running to the next thing in any area of life. So, you know, some people act in accordance with the wishes of their family, while others operate more from personal interests. Mars also rules leadership amongst other planets. It's one of the planets that takes care of leadership. The others are Jupiter and Saturn. So with leadership, it's all in Mars's domain. Do you like to take charge or do you prefer following someone else's lead? That's usually, you can tell by someone's Mars sign. And as I said, Mars rules the passionate signs of Aries and Scorpio, which is both very different signs. Aries is a fire sign, it's the soldier, whereas Mars is a water sign and it's more of the general. Both are warriors, but in very different ways. We're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with Aries, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium, Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exists within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and Happy New Year. Yes, Happy Astrological New Year. Today is the first day of the Astrological New Year. It coincides with the vernal equinox and the first day of Aries. So tonight's show is dedicated to all you Aries out there. And just before the break, I was talking about your ruling planet, Mars, and Mars being very much an action planet. So I also mentioned that Aries is a fire sign. There's a lot of heat and energy around Aries, a lot of action. I've yet to meet an Aries that just sits around and does not very much. So Aries is a fire sign, and just as fire burns bright, crackling with heat and energy, that are as essential to life as they are potentially destructive. So is the energy that burns within Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, the three fire signs of the zodiac. So each of these signs gains a vitality from fire that outshines the rest of the signs. So for a fire sign, everything is immediate and intense. The fire signs want to act fast on their impulses, and they feed off excitement and adventure. And I'd have to say that fire signs tend to lead pretty interesting lives as a result. It's rare to find a fire sign that doesn't live on the edge at least some of the time. If you think of people backpacking through the mountains, racing go-karts, going salsa dancing at a packed nightclub, fast-paced, fun and adventurous, that's very much a fire sign type of thing. So fire signs are hot-blooded and are very passionate in any area of their life. But the only issue with fire signs is fire burns bright but can burn out fast as well. And so do the desires of fire signs and hence an Aries. So in the romance department, if you're a fire sign, you'll have your sights set on someone. But plenty of times, fire signs are more about the chase than the catch. So a fire sign, such as Aries, need someone who will keep them on their toes and definitely someone who won't try to make them adhere to a strict routine. So fire signs gravitate towards fast-paced, high-energy, leadership-oriented professions. I also said that Aries is a cardinal sign, and the cardinal signs are the self-starters of the zodiac. And the other cardinal signs, of course, besides Aries, are Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And so these signs love to take the role of fearless leader in any situation. And so these people don't just sit around and endlessly dream up new ideas. They actually put the push on, turn on ideas into reality. They also work well with someone who can be the idea man, but can then step back and let the cardinal sign take the reins and guide the team. So cardinal signs are excellent, excellent leaders. And so Aries, being a cardinal sign, makes a great leader. Fire sign, gets stuff done, ruled by Mars. There's that leadership role once again, very testosterone-driven. So Aries is great at marshalling the troops, and cardinal signs are good at rousing everyone up and around them and getting people excited to take part in a new project. Speaking of new projects, because it's the start of the new year, today is a great time to start something new, drop any sort of bad habits you don't want to hang on to anymore. So with cardinal signs, there's always a lot of energy for getting a project off the ground. But with cardinal signs, they're not so great on the follow through, things that are necessary to see something through to the end. And that's because, you know, they're just too active. There are too many things to do and not enough time to finish all of them. So, and of course, unless there are other stabilizing influences in someone's chart. So if you are an Aries, but you're thinking, hang on, I can see things through to the end and I'm pretty mellow, that must mean that you do have some Taurus energy, because what happens is the inner planets are never that far away from the sun. So the inner planets are usually in the same sign or the sign before or after your sun sign. So, for example, if you're an Aries, you might have Mercury and Venus in Taurus. So it gives a Taurian flavour to your Aries energy and so forth. Or if you're an Aries and you're a little bit of a dreamer and very compassionate and helping others and thinking about others a lot, you must have some Pisces influence in your chart. So we're just because we're a sun sign, it doesn't mean that we have all those traits and characteristics of that sign. What makes us unique individuals is all the planets in various signs at the time we were born. But of course, the sun sign is a great place to start. Now, because the show is dedicated to all you Aries out there, it wouldn't be an Aries show unless I went through compatibility. Yes, compatibility, Aries, Aries compatibility. How does Aries get on with the rest of the zodiac? Okay, well, let's start from the beginning. If you're an Aries with an Aries, your love compatibility. Well, what happens when fire meets fire? I'd have to say a blaze of bonfire proportions. Things happen fast. You fall in love like a ton of bricks. But you could fall out of love just as abruptly. You're quick to fight and quicker to make up. This combo might flash to life, flame white hot, and then burn itself out. If you're an Aries with a Taurus, you two can strike a good balance. Taurus can stabilize impetuous Aries, and Aries can liven up complacent Taurus, but be careful. When it's good, it's really good, but when it's bad, it's terrible. You'll probably hit it off in the beginning, but then grind to a halt when your opposing personalities turn into a clash of wills. Maybe you're better off as friends, unless there are other factors involved, like the Aries has the Taurus moon, the Taurus has an Aries moon, or other planets in the signs. Aries and Gemini, you two make great friends and lovers. Aries is quick-blooded and Gemini quick-minded. You both love constant action and you're willing to try anything once. Your enduring friendship will put you through any hard times and could outlast a romantic connection. As sooner or later, you'll both likely to find some interesting common or someone else. Aries and Cancer. Fire and water don't mix very well, and that's an issue. Brash Aries can hurt sensitive Cancer's feelings without even realizing what's happening until the damage is done. Emotional Cancer can dampen fiery Aries' sense of excitement. Unless you can find ways to compromise, Cancer learns to lighten up, Aries learns to be more sensitive, you're better off looking for love someplace else. Aries and Leo, where there's heat, there's fire, and you two are burning up. Your attraction is instant and hot, hot, hot. But don't ignore your potential problem areas, such as struggles over who's boss. Aries, you tend to have a me-first attitude, so don't forget to stroke your ego, your Leo's ego once in a while. Leo likes to rule the roost and can be very sensitive when feeling ignored or underappreciated. Aries and Virgo, you may feel a sense of destiny when you come together. That, with all the difficulties between you, and there might be plenty, your connection is somehow fated. That's because you have so much to learn from one another. You'll earn karmic brownie points when times get rough, which they probably will. Impulsive, heedless Aries is almost the polar opposite of reserved, considerate Virgo. You two will have to work hard to make it work. Aries and Libra, this is definitely a case of opposites attract. Libra has great taste, refinement, and impeccable manners, all of which impulsive, headstrong Aries tends to lack. But Libra is utterly attracted to the excitement Aries brings to the table. You're both spontaneous and will try anything once, and you know what that means. Da-da-da-da. Aries and Scorpio, this is no sweet, restful match. You're both connected to Mars, the planet of passion, which rules your relationship. Your intensity is white hot and united by a common goal. You work together amazingly well, but when your connection is challenged, watch out. Scorpio's waters run very, very deep. Jealousy could become an issue between you, which could start the major battle. Aries and Sagittarius, you two make a great team. You have twin fiery natures and are always on the go. whether together or on your own. In fact, this is your strong point as a couple. You're both very independent and understand each other's need for freedom. This is a great combination as long as your expectations aren't too high for making long-term plans. Aries and Capricorn, at first glance, you two seem to have nothing in common. Aries loves taking risks, while Capricorn loves to plan far, far into the future. But on second thought, you do have a lot in common. You're both driven and ambitious and approach life with single-minded intensity. Your values are quite different, and Aries tends to switch tracks much more often than Capricorn. Did I say you're both cardinal signs? Aries and Aquarius. You make a great match. You both crave independence and freedom and are willing to try anything once. Aquarius can be pretty out there, which is fine. Aries isn't afraid of anything. Your relationship will center on social activities. Expect to be surrounded by friends, but don't forget to take some time alone as well. And finally, Aries and Pisces, fire and water, active and passive natures. Well, you're an okay match overall. You understand one another on a deeper level, which is what will bring you together and bind you. So there will be times when you look at one another and think, what the... You're both idealistic, but not always realistic. We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned for the Astrology Show.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, wishing you a very happy astrological new year. Happy spring, it's the first day of spring. Happy vernal equinox and happy first day of Aries. Tonight's show is dedicated to all you Aries out there. Aries being the first sign of the zodiac, Aries is a cardinal, which means a doer, cardinal sign, a fire sign, any of action, and it's ruled by Mars. Mars is fearless. Aries, what I usually call Aries, people with a lot of Aries influence in their chart, the brave warriors, fearless. So, also this week, besides it being first day of Aries, sun moving into Aries, other astrological influences of the week. On Thursday, we have Mercury, planet of communication, forming a square, a tense square to Pluto. Pluto is lord of the underworld. But Pluto is the planet of transformation. And yes, Pluto is still a planet according to astrologers. So when Mercury forms a square to Pluto, obsessive thinking can be an issue at this time. Many of us can all too easily become mental pit bulls, tenaciously clinging to our points or opinions despite all sorts of information to the contrary. Many of us will just hate to be challenged. Instead of lashing out, we need to remain calm and listen, especially with that Aries influence going on. We don't have to agree, but keeping an open mind might be both a struggle and a good mental exercise under this influence. Let's try not to this week push our opinions onto others, unless they are. And if someone else is overbearing, tell them politely to cork it. Letting our suspicions get the best of us is another danger when Mercury forms a square to Pluto on Thursday. We also might overanalyze with this influence. And then rather than suspecting someone else's hidden motivations, we should peer into our own. And then under no circumstances should we follow urges to stalk or follow another person, or even peek into their email or phone history, and then we should be alert to being the object of this behaviour as well. Yeah. On Friday the 24th, Mercury is opposing Jupiter. Mercury is a little devil this week. A square to Pluto and an opposition to Jupiter. These are not very good aspects, and to do with our mind and mental processes. So when Mercury opposes Jupiter, our minds are strongly stimulated, but it can result in lots of misdirected nervous energy that makes many of us feel both high-strung and absent-minded. So when Mercury opposes Jupiter, focus can be a challenge. And some of us might have a tendency to enhance our stories to impress others, and that might backfire. So what we need to be sure of this week is that we stick to the facts. It'll be a lot safer. There's a lot of there's an inclination with this aspect toward exaggeration, self-righteousness. So be careful of that. And we shouldn't get bent out of shape if someone challenges us, particularly with Mercury squaring Pluto and Mercury opposing Jupiter. But instead, view it as an opportunity to clarify our position. We are also distractible with this influence. And be careful with deception, and don't let the details slip. When Mercury and Jupiter come together to form a hard aspect, it's all about details versus bigger picture. It's really important to pay attention to the details this week. Many of us will be forced to with the square from Mercury to Pluto, because if we don't pay attention to the details, it might come back again later to haunt us. Just remember as well, with this influence, words have power, but we may be over the top with that. Others might be suspicious or dubious. And also the thing here is to avoid exaggeration and arrogance this week. And the final influence of the week is on Saturday, and it's a good one, thankfully. The Sun forms a conjunction to Venus. This is wonderful. I'm going to get really specific here, particularly for people born the first part of the fire signs. So that's people born, say, Aries born in March, Leo's born in July, and Sagittarians born in November. This is exceptionally good for you when the Sun forming a conjunction to Venus on Saturday. It's the perfect time to reach out and touch someone, whether it's social networking, batting your eyelashes at someone you're attracted to, or mending fences. This aspect is one of the ones that's right up there with being really good. It's an urge to come together, get along, and find common ground. It's all about acceptance and tolerance. The focus, though, is on social contact, so be sure to get out there and socialise, accept all social invitations. It's about expressing affection, And because it's a weekend, no one will feel like working anyway under its influence. But we all want to get along, live sweet, easy life during this time. Great time for a party, excellent time. We want to share feelings and emotion and affection. It's also good for creative pursuits, new beginning. And, of course, I would have normally said for new relationships, but Venus is retrograde, so there's always something. Anyway, now for your weekly horoscope. What's happening this week? Well, if you are an Aries, then it'll be another outstanding week for you with lots of opportunities to shine. At work and in your personal life, you're taking charge and calling the shots just as you like it. People look to you for ideas and inspiration. Don't disappoint your loyal fans. If you're a Taurus, deal with long-standing family issues this week. Creative ideas and lateral thinking will help you resolve it with the minimum of fuss. You have an intuitive understanding of what is needed, so use it. If you are a Gemini, check in with your partner. Are you still heading in the same direction? Do you still want the same things? Reaffirm your relationship goals and celebrate how far you've come together. If you're single, check in with yourself. If you are a Cancer, financial and practical issues keep you on your toes with unexpected technological gremlins, breakdowns, or lost items. Rushing about less will help to minimize problems. Slow down, take your time, and act with care and thought this week. If you're a Leo, this week's expressive energies are perfect for artistic pursuits, creative thinking at work, or cultural experiences. Lift yourself out of day-to-day drudgery by allowing your imagination free rein. If you're a Virgo, forgiveness is a key theme this week, whether that's forgiving yourself or forgiving someone else. You are starting to understand karmic links, and you see that things happen for a reason, which makes it easier to release those grudges. If you're a Libra, surround yourself with people, friends, laughter, and activity this week. Too much time alone could leave you feeling morose and depressed. It's a good time to widen your social circle, join a new club, or strike up a conversation with a stranger. If you're a Scorpio, ambitious energies find you hard at work and making progress. Set yourself clear goals so that you can track how well you are doing. A dream remains just a dream unless and until you start work on a route map to reach it. If you're a Sagittarius, this week is all about learning. If you're studying, expect great success. If you're not, you probably should be. Look into training courses at work or even think about going back to school. An academic or vocational goal will inspire and refresh you. If you're a Capricorn, debts must be repaid this week, and not only the financial kind. If you owe someone a favor, don't hesitate to act in their interest. People have been very helpful to you in the past, so now it's your turn to see what you can do to help in return. If you're an Aquarius, smooth over any romantic tension by truly listening to your partner. Look for nonverbal clues too as to what is upsetting him or her. Be fully present and offer your full attention. Turn off distractions and communicate on a heart-to-heart level. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, work on your self-esteem this week, especially if recent work-related news hasn't gone how you would have liked. You are more than your job. The more confident you start to feel, the more you will realize that you are more talented than you knew. So there you have it. That is the weekly horoscope for this week. And of course, the astro headline of the week is the sun moving into Aries, where it will be until April 19th. And so for the next few weeks, it's all about starting new things, new beginnings, starting new cycles. The first day of Aries coincides with the astrological new year. If you're in the northern hemisphere, this is the vernal equinox, the spring equinox. And if you're in the southern hemisphere, this is the autumn equinox. And so the equinox is the halfway mark between winter and summer. The equinox is when the days are of the days and nights are of equal length. Whereas we're heading towards summer. Yay! Anyway, that's the astrology show for this week. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, wishing you a great week. And be sure to tune into next week's show.